Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery here with Donna Lee.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. We've been very excited about talking about men's health issues and issues that are important to men. We have a real interest in having you contact us through our email, armormenshealth@gmail.com, or visiting us at our website at armormenshealth.com. Our phone number is 512-238-0762. Please email us your questions or call us for an appointment. We are very excited about seeing you.
That's right. We also have t-shirts to give away. So if you send me a question, I will answer your question by email and you will receive a t-shirt. It's like magic.
Yes, we want everybody to know about our show, and we have a podcast available on SoundCloud. Please look up Armour Men's Health on SoundCloud, and you will find that podcast. Given that we're just starting, we're getting some things kind of underway and stretching our legs a little bit. We love any kind of advice you have on how to make the show better or how to make the podcast better, and eventually we'll have special material only available on podcast, especially questions to very sensitive subjects, like some of the questions that we get asked all the time. You want to talk about some of those questions here, Donna?
I do. We have a lot of questions. The patients have been sending us some really interesting, mindful questions, but I wanted to start off with something kind of basic, Dr. Mystery. What age should a man start checking his prostate with you or any urologist?
Well, that's a great question, and we prefer it with us, of course. So checking your prostate usually involves a couple different questions. Number one, you're looking for whether or not the prostate is enlarged. And second, whether you have prostate cancer. And I see a lot of patients that come to us having been told that an exam led to a diagnosis of an enlarged prostate. But I want people to know that what you feel from a rectal exam almost has no correlation to how big the prostate is, and certainly has no correlation to what kind of symptoms you have. Because rarely can you feel whether it's a really, really big prostate. What I tell patients, it's like feeling the very, very tip or backside of an apple. The apple could be a different shape. It could be long. It could be short. It could be fat. It could be wide. So just feeling it through a transrectal finger probe doesn't necessarily lead to a good assessment of how big the prostate is. All we're doing in that exam, all we're doing is looking for tumors. And of course, everybody expects a rectal exam, so I call it the urologist handshake. And so we're just really looking for any tumors that we can feel. But really, a true assessment of the prostate size can only be done by an ultrasound, which feels like a finger, but gets a much better picture. And what we want to do is we want to correlate how big is the prostate with what kind of symptoms you're having. So I tell people that large prostates can cause no symptoms and small prostates can cause big symptoms. So what symptoms you're having is more important than how big your prostate is. Symptoms of enlarged prostate or BPH can include hesitancy, which is a difficulty getting the flow started, dribbling after you pee called post-void dribbling, or a slow flow. It can also include problems like urgency and frequency and getting up at night. And these are the kinds of things that we evaluate. And those will really depend on when you're having them. So there's no age requirement for that. The second question is, when do we start evaluating for prostate cancer? And that's a tough one. It changes depending on what your history is. If you have a family history of someone with prostate cancer, and especially someone that had prostate cancer when they were very young, you want to get checked with your PSA and a prostate exam in your 40s. If you're African American, you want to get checked with your PSA and a prostate exam starting at 45. But for the general population, it's going to be age 50. Now, a lot of patients come to us having had a random PSA or a random exam much earlier, and we found cancer in patients as early as 38. So I certainly don't think that there's any reason to wait. If you're concerned, come on in. Let's do the test. Let's get you examined. Don't be scared of it. It's only just a couple seconds of discomfort, and then you can get peace of mind.
Dr. Mystery, I noticed that you have really large hands. Is that a problem during a prostate check?
Well, I like to tell the nurses that my hands are bigger than most. I don't know if they like that or don't like that. But I will say that I have an amazing group of personnel here with smaller hands that can do your prostate exam.
We have a lot of tiny people
around here. And Leonora will be happy to do that. It reminds me of a funny story. When I was a resident, me and my fellow residents used to do an amazingly huge prostate cancer screening at the Astrodome in Houston.
Oh, my.
And we were walking up to our stations, and my fellow resident, her name was Kim Takahashi. She's in California now. She's a small Japanese girl, and she shouted out, "Hello, are you sure that you have extra small gloves? Because there's never gloves small enough for me." And I said, "That's right, I remember. That's right, I need extra large gloves because there's never gloves large enough for me." And a man poked his head out the curtain of the exam room and said, "I want her." So thank you for reminding me of that story, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for. So you mentioned a little bit about urination earlier. We talked about that in several segments. But I had a patient ask by email, "It takes a long time for me to urinate. Is this normal?"
Well, depending on the age, it could reflect some form of urinary obstruction. And it's a great question because it really highlights some of the differences that our practice has over other practices. Mm-hmm. So if you're a young man and you are unable to urinate with a flow that you think is reasonable, if you don't think it's fast enough, if people are coming and going at the urinal when you're just sitting there, then it could be something called a urethral stricture. I've been doing urethral stricture repair and surgery for my entire career. Where I trained is a center of excellence when it comes to urethral reconstruction. And urethral strictures can cause a very slow flow and can cause even blood in the urine and discomfort or straining when you pee. And it really presents most often in really young patients. Young patients also can have a condition called pelvic floor spasticity. This is where the flow is really slow. Oftentimes patients will have urgency and frequency. And patients will often have a history of bedwetting when they were a child or problems with lower back pain or hip or ankle issues, things that will put their pelvic floor musculature off center or in a asymmetrical way. And we actually have a pelvic floor physical therapist. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of patients who are younger, most often have seen many urologists and have been given multiple treatments with medications that haven't worked. And those are patients that we're particularly happy to see. And then, of course, the vast majority of patients that have slow urination are going to be BPH or enlarged prostate patients. So these are patients that have obstruction of the prostate, obstruction of the urethra by an enlarged prostate. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes medicine, but more and more commonly, minimally invasive surgery to help open up that channel. We love talking about it. In the future, we're going to talk about all the gizmos and gadgets that we have to treat BPH nowadays, many of which can be done in the office, often are done in less than 30 minutes. And the old days of being fearful of a Roto-Rooter like your dad had are gone, and we have much better ways of treating these conditions.
Awesome. Thank you for all that. Another question that was asked by a patient, I take testosterone intramuscular, and I also take 5 milligrams of Cialis daily. Do you feel this is a good regimen long-term?
That's a great question. A lot of it depends on how old you are. And we have probably hundreds of patients that are taking a daily tadalafil and are an intramuscular testosterone because testosterone is going to help with erections by making sure blood flow to the penis is healthy, making sure that the corpora cavernosa or the penile anatomy is healthy. And then the Cialis is going to help bring more blood flow to the penis. I think that this is a perfectly healthy regimen. I think I have 300 patients who are over the age of 55 on this regimen easily. And we have a real pride in the fact that we're able to get these kinds of drugs in this regimen to patients for a fairly inexpensive price. For most of our patients, we can get a 10-milliliter vial of testosterone for under $80, which can last some patients for more than 3 months, and the daily tadalafil or Cialis, which helps get erections as well as helps with enlarged prostate or BPH symptoms for about $50 a month. We would encourage you to come and see us in the office. I don't think there's anything wrong with that program as long as it's working for the patient, But sometimes patients are on testosterone unnecessarily when maybe just the Cialis daily will work. And that's some of the places that we will work hard to kind of reduce the medication that you're on.
Awesome. Good answer, Dr. Mystery. I wanted to remind everybody before we go to commercial break that we are located in four spots around Austin: Round Rock, North Austin, just south of Lakeline. We're also in South Austin on South Congress and Dripping Springs. Our phone number is 512-238-0762. Send us some questions you have by email to armormenshealth@gmail.com. And our website is armormenshealth.com. I think we're going to head up to another commercial, Dr. Mystery. Do you have anything else to add?
No, we'll see you back after the commercial break. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.